Masechta Shabbos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Ein Nisnin Kli Tachas HaNer L'Kabel Boy Es HaShemen. A person cannot put a Kli, a utensil, a bowl of some sort, underneath a lamp to catch oil that's dripping out of it. The oil that's dripping out is Mukta, and when it drips into the kli that he puts underneath it, the kli is not muksa, but once it will contain the oil that's muksa, it will become a basis, a base for that oil, and the kli will become muksa itself. And so by placing the kli there, he's setting up that kli that was otherwise not muksa is going to become muksa on Shabbos. And that's an issue because it's going to freeze the kli in place that he won't be able to move it. And it's similar to almost cementing it in place that is asur to do on Shabbos. If he put the kli there to catch the oil already before Shabbos, and it already had oil in it before Shabbos, so then mutter, it's not a problem because it already became muksa before Shabbos, and you didn't make it muksa on Shabbos. A person can't benefit from the oil that's dripping out of the lamp because it wasn't designated for his use. In other words, it was separated from his use. It's muksa because it was in the lamp and designated for the mitzvah of the lighting the nearest for Shabbos, or he couldn't remove it anyways because it would cause the early extinguishing of the fire, which made it muksa machmas iser, and so therefore the oil can't be used, even what drips out can't be used on Shabbos. Metaltalin ner chadash, a person is allowed to move around a new lamp that hasn't yet been filled with oil and lit. It's clean, brand new lamp. Because this lamp could be used for other purposes besides for a lamp. It could be used as a little bowl for little items. And it's not muksa. Aval la yashan, but you can't move around an old lamp that was used in the past. Because once the oil is put in it, it gets very grimy and disgusting inside. And therefore it becomes something called muksa machmas mius. Muksa because of the fact that it's disgusting and dirty. And therefore he's not able to move it. Reb Shimon says, Kol haneris metaltalin, all lamps you can move on Shabbos, even ones that were used previously and are dirty, because Reb Shimon does not hold of the concept of muksa machmas mius. He does not hold something disgusting becomes muksa. However, he gives an exception, chutz min haner hadelik b'Shabbos, except for a lamp that was actually lit on Shabbos. That lamp that was lit on Shabbos became muksa because it was the base for the flame, which is muksa, and so the lamp itself became muksa. And that can't be moved on the Shabbos that it was actually lit. Nisnin kli tachas ner l'kabel nitzetzis. One is allowed to put a kli underneath a lamp to catch the sparks that are shooting out of the lamp. Here, even though the sparks will land on the kli and will leave a little teeny bit of ash there, but it's so insignificant that it will not make the kli become muksa. Because little bits of ash are too insignificant, it won't be considered holding that ash. So there's no problem putting the bowl there. It's not going to make the bowl muksa. But he can't put water in that kli underneath the lamp. Because it's going to extinguish the sparks that will fall into it. The Rav says he can't even put the water before Shabbos. This is Asa Madarbanon, because he may lead him to actually put water there on Shabbos. And that would be usher to do so because of the extinguishing of the sparks that are falling in. Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnahs here discuss hatmana, insulating. Cooking is usher midaraisa on Shabbos. Hatmana is usher midarabanan. They were concerned, Chazal were concerned, that if a person is going to insulate with certain materials to keep his pots hot, he may eventually come to insulate with ashes. The ashes may have embers within them, and he may come to stoke those embers and increase the flame, and then be over the iser d'oraisa of havara, of lighting the fire. So hatmana is aser in certain situations, and it depends if it's before Shabbos or on Shabbos, and when he's insulating, and what material he uses, if it's something that increases heat or just sustains the heat. So the Mishnah over here discusses which materials increase heat. That would be aser to insulate with on Erev Shabbos already. B'met Taimnin, with what materials are you allowed to insulate, surround a pot of food to keep it hot for Shabbos? U'b'met Ein Taimnin, and what are you not allowed to use to insulate? Ein Taimnin, Le B'Gefes V'Le B'Zevel. You cannot use, for Hatmana, you cannot insulate with Gefes, which is pulp from either olives that were pressed, or sesames that were pressed, and the pulp, it produces a little bit of natural heat. It can't be used to insulate. V'lei b'zevel, not with manure. V'lei b'melach, not with salt. V'lei b'sid, not with lime. V'lei b'chol, not with sand. All these things, bein lachem, bein yibeshim, whether they're moist or whether they're dry. When they're moist, they add a little bit more heat. When they're dry, it's only a little bit heat. But these things, whether moist or dry, cannot be used to insulate even before Shabbos. Another list, v'lei b'tevin, v'lei b'zagim, not with straw and not with grape skins. V'lei b'mechen, not with little pieces of cloth or wool. V'lei b'asavim, not with grasses, b'zman sheim lachen. The second category here is only an issue when they're moist, then they increase the heat. Avol taimnim v'em k'shem yivashin. But when they're dry, they don't increase heat, they only sustain heat, and that could be used on Erev Shabbos. Another category, taimnim b'ksus u'b'peris. These are things that one is allowed to do atmana with garments of clothing, u'b'peris, or with produce. B'kanfei yayna, with the feathers of a yayna, a pigeon, or other types of birds. It's not limited to this type of bird. Any types of bird feathers. Ubinaseiris shal harashim, or with sawdust from woodwork. Ubinaseiris shal pishtan daka, or with the combing pieces from fine flax. The little pieces of fine flax combings can be used to insulate. Rabbi Yehuda eiser b'daka. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's the very fine flax combings, then they do produce some heat, then that should not be used. Umata bagasa, but he permits to use coarse pieces of flax combings for the insulation.